We want to spend a couple of minutes now on Greece. Not the debt crisis, but the fallout on tourism, which has taken a huge hit from both the economic crisis and political unrest. In a few minutes, art critic Sebastian Smee, who says, go to Greece and take the kids. But first, the country faces unpredictable elections in just a few days, and Greeks fear you won't come. The BBC's Mark Lowen visited the island of Zakynthos.
The families are beginning to arrive in Zakynthos, but it's a slow start to the holiday season. This picturesque island was once crammed with visitors, but no longer. Brits down by 20%, Germans and Irish by almost a half. The images of Greece's financial and political crisis are taking their toll on the largest sector of the economy, tourism. It has traditionally kept Greece afloat, but, says Christina Tetradis, the president of the local hotel association, that's changing.
We've heard questions coming through the internet and our email asking us whether there's going to be enough food for them, or if something happens in Greece, whether they're going to be able to leave the country, or if the airport or the port is going to have any problems. So this is all a big misunderstanding.
If the beachfront hotels in Zakynthos are beginning to see a drop in tourism, this is where it feels far more dramatic. I'm in a gorgeous boutique hotel set away from the seafront, which is eerily empty. And then you come out onto the terrace with dozens of deck chairs around a fabulous pool, and barely anybody is here. And this is in Greece, one of the most established tourist destinations in the world. It's extraordinary to see what's happening here.
Of course, we worry about it.
Reservations manager Stavroula Tasourbi is anxious that things will get worse.
We used to have a lot of people. We used to work more to give happiness to people that they were here, you know. They come to relax, to have good holidays. Now we feel like useless. We are useless.
Just to give you a free response to that. I know you've got one of your friends here, haven't you?
And this is what most British tourists at least still come to Zakynthos for. The main strip in Laganas town, lined with bar after bar. A hedonist paradise of cheap alcohol, easy hookups and very few rules. It's given this island the reputation it has today, for better or worse. But even here, the impact of the tourism drop is being felt.
It's stressful. A lot of people have already decided that, you know, they're not going to make the money by October to pay their debts. And they're really planning to leave and emigrate or go back to Australia, go back to America, go back to England. I'm scared for my children as well.
Bluebell Wintertuck is a British bar owner who's been here for 18 years. She says tourists' concerns over Greece are misplaced.
People still go to Israel when there's a full-blown war. They go to Tunisia, yet they're more scared to go somewhere where there's problems with money than they are where there's a war.
Shouldn't be like this. Zakynthos is a jewel of an island. Lush mountains, idyllic coves, and a treasure hidden in the warm waters.
The bay here around Zakynthos Island is the main nesting area in the Mediterranean for these fabulous endangered loggerhead turtles. We've just found one swimming next to our boat. She's pretty stunning, about a metre long, gliding along the surface, just rearing her head now for a breath. They are a unique attraction for Zakynthos that should be drawing the tourists. But even they are no longer a match for Greece's political and economic crisis.
Social unrest, no government in place, worries over whether Greece will stay in the euro. You forget it all here, but tourists are scared off.
I booked the holiday first, and then I seen what was going on under the news and that. But I was a bit frightened. I do think people I work with would come to Greece.
They wouldn't come to Greece?
No, because I could tell by the faces when I said it was coming. I don't think they'd come.
What's going wrong, we don't get, but the place itself is fantastic. It's like a postcard.
You wish for a nice spot to be on holiday, could you?
Back on the nightlife strip, the bars and restaurants of Zakynthos fight for customers. The rhythm, though, has slowed as the country's problems mount. Fresh elections are coming. Any new government here will face pressure to boost this vital industry and help Greece re-find its glorious tourism past.
That report from the BBC's Mark Lowen. Well, up next, perhaps a glimpse of that future, an art critic who says, go to Greece and take the kids. That's in 30 seconds here and now.